KUTX 98.9, live in Studio 1A. This is Jody Denberg, but I'm not alone. I'm with a room full of concert club members. Thanks, y'all, for being here tonight. We appreciate you. This is KUTX After Hours. We know it's hard for you to always get to Studio 1A during the day, so we're really happy to have this late night or relatively later show. And After Hours is presented by Odell Brewing Company, so a shout out to them. And this is really exciting because I don't know if you guys have this record yet, Loma, but it's really an amazing piece of work, and it's an honor to have the band here right before they head out on their first extensive tour. And they'll be playing at the North Door on April 21st, so we'll get to see them, but not before they leave Friday and play in Arizona. So we're going to do some live music, and then we'll chat, and we'll do some more live music on KUTX. Please welcome Loma. Austin's Loma performing live on KUTX, the first two songs from their debut album, which came out mid-February, Who Is Speaking and Dark Oscillations. And Loma has a show here in town at the North Door April 21st, but they begin many, many weeks of touring beginning on Friday. And this is new to you, and it's even newer to us. So I just wanted to get a little bit of the backstory of the forming of the band. From what I understood, I know Emily and Dan, who's on drums, play in this band Cross Record, or did, from Dripping Springs, and Jonathan Myberg, we know from Shearwater. So, Jonathan, did someone get you the Cross Record album, and then you invited the band on a Shearwater tour?
Yeah, actually, a guy named Ben Goldberg, who Shearwater worked with a long time ago, sent it to me and said that you will be sorry if you do not listen to this and take this band on tour. I thought it was a pretty high bar, but they've sailed right over it. It's just that record, Wabi Sabi, is a magnificent record. And so then we spent the next year pretty much in a van together. And during that time, we kind of, you know, grew together, and this is what happened. We became one band.
It's really a magical sound, and I guess being in the back of a van for a year together would band you together. But, you know, when you're making a record, I guess you have to have a vision going into record it, or maybe it just unfolds. The recording was done in Dripping Springs. Mm-hmm. How did the album unfold during the recording process?
Well, it was very open. I went down without any ideas at all about what we were going to do exactly. We just took a two-week period and decided we'd see what happened. I had like an idea and a half, one of which actually, the first one was the song we're about to play in a minute. But from there, I mean, it just kind of unfolded. I've never had anything happen quite like this. It felt like when all three of us had our hands on the, you know, the Ouija board pointer, and it was just moving, you know, with independent of us somehow. We all were a little bit superstitious about even almost talking about what was happening, because there seemed to be something kind of magical about it. Emily, was that? Well, I mean, that was what it was like for me.
Yes.
It's a very minimalist band, as you can tell. Emily, on this album, your voice sounds different to me than it did on Wabi Sabi. How come?
Well, a couple of reasons. Most of the songs were Jonathan's melodies and his words that he wrote, the lyrics, and that naturally made me sing in a different way, a slightly more like theatrical way maybe. And I just had a lot of fun exploring the different ranges that my voice could execute or could not execute. But also, we had it pitched down slightly for many of the songs. We recorded them like faster than they are on the record and then slowed it down after. So actually I sung a lot of the songs faster than you hear them.
Faster and about a step higher. It's kind of
It was an accident, actually. What happened was we recorded one of the songs at the wrong speed by accident, and then we played the vocal back, and we all just sort of sat there and went, wow.
I like it better. I like my voice better.
And the atmosphere of Dripping Springs, did it seep into the music? Because I love it out there. It
seeped in pretty hard.
Yeah, you can hear it all over the record. Just that we were taking field recordings the whole time, walking around trying to capture as much of the area as we could. The house out there in Dripping is, I do a lot of recording out there. That's what I do for a living, and record other bands and stuff. But this band, this project seemed to be very focused on bringing as much of the atmosphere around the house into the actual recording as possible. And I think whenever we heard a new sound, before I knew it, there's Jonathan outside pointing a field recorder at a tree.
We'd catch Jonathan like in the dark with his field recorder out. it's not hunched over.
There was actually what starts off this next song is a field recording. And what it is there's a behind the where the house is behind the, in the backyard, up over the hill, there's this weird aviary full of all these parrots and macaws and things that they, you know, scream and shriek and chatter, and you know, you wake up in the morning and this is the sound you hear, along with roosters from the other property on the other side. And sometimes the parrots will imitate the roosters, and some of the parrots are better at it than others. It's really fun to listen to them talking.
Loma is the band, and you're doing a really extensive tour beginning Friday. It circles back to Austin on the 21st at the North Door, but then you'll be overseas for a while, playing festivals like London Calling. We have this controlled environment here in Studio 1A and the lighting, and it seems to go with the music. What's it going to be like at a festival? Or I guess we'll see.
This is show number one.
It's our first time leaving the house.
Wow. I'm so nervous for you.
Well, it's truly an honor to have show number one here. And I also want to point out Emily Lee on the keys. Thank you for being here. And Matt Schuessler on bass. Loma is the band. And Jonathan, you alluded to this next song you're going to play. Can you introduce it for us?
Yeah, this song is called Sun Dogs, and it has a dog solo in it.
Two dogs.
Thank you.
Loma, live on KUTX. What a pleasure. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
I just really feel privileged that this is your first ever performance. I mean, and we're all here to share it. And there's going to be more, so please stick around. And the additional songs that we do will ultimately be posted on our website. And you can catch Loma here in Austin, April 21st at the North Door. The debut album is self-titled and just out for about 6 weeks. I just want to thank a few folks who helped make this possible. Our engineer, Cliff Hargrove, mixed the sound for the radio today, so thank you, Cliff. Thank you, Will Clark, for the great Frenna House mix. That was really nice. Earlier, we were in here filming to have some video on the website as well, so our multimedia crew, Jorge Sanhueza-Lyon and Julia Reese, assisted by Travis Hood. Our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott, and KUTX After Hours is produced by Odell Brewing Company. I'm Jody Denberg, and you've been listening to Loma on KUTX. Thanks, y'all.